Hello and welcome to the K-Scope podcast, number 83, dedicated in the main to Blackfield, Aviv Geffen and Stephen Wilson's project Blackfield 5 is out now. And before we hear from Aviv, this is entitled Family Man. Toma Z on drums, Eran Mietelman on keys, string arrangements by the London Session Orchestra, guitars, vocals and keyboards, Stephen Wilson and Aviv Geffen. Blackfield 5 is out now. Alan Parsons, the legendary producer, engineer and musician working on some of the tracks, an album which contains 13 linked songs that form a flowing 45-minute ocean-themed song cycle. To find out more, I caught up with Aviv for a cup of coffee in London recently.
Five albums is quite a fair old body of work for any act, but especially one that's essentially a side project for both of you. Is there an aesthetic that kind of combines them all together, do you think, or is this a departure?
We both know now that it exists only with us two working on it, and it was great to work with a with Parsons and and Stephen together in the studio. For me, as a musician, it's like a dream, you know, to have those genius of sound like Alan and Stephen working on songs that I wrote. Our idols was Jeff Lynne, Parsons, of course, the Carpenters. So he one of those, you know, people that we just adore them. And when he said yes, I'll do some work with Blackfield, for us it's like perfect, you know. Yeah. And he's really like an old school engineer. We want to work with a desk, not to go through the computers without any compression. He said, Aviv, if you can't play this song from the start till the end, so fuck off. Yeah. Which is really nice to hear, you know, or the copy-paste world. He's against it, and it's brilliant.
There's a particularly great photograph from the teaser video of Alan Parsons sitting home. He's a big, imposing figure, and you're sort of like sitting there looking really thoughtful. Alan's sitting at the desk, but Stephen's kind of leaning over.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. No, I think Stephen wanted to steal some tricks from Alan, sound tricks. I never was such a big fan of surround sound and stuff. But Stephen is like a student there. He was watching, observing Alan, every button he was pressing, which is nice, you know.
Totally.
Yeah, I saw Stephen like a boy.
Between 13 and 17, I dreamed of all the things I'd be and how I'd see the world from high on a mountain.
Running away from me.
which one was the squeaky wheel which nearly didn't make it, which was the one that made you pull your hair out?
There's many songs that was dropped from the album because Steven believed it was too cheesy or too schmaltzy. But after all, I'm half Russian, you know, so I got those DNA. I start with the demos, and Steven came to my place and listened to the songs, and he said he wanted to be back, like in a full force, and to be like a full partner, and to make it like the first and second album, like a duo. So it's nice to have him back. Steven believes it's the best album we ever made together. Cynical bastard, but you're late from your plate. So how was your ride?
Little snip of Lonely Soul there by Blackfield. Tease video to come in the following weeks. Before that, you heard How Was Your Ride? And before that, From 44 to 48. And you can check out the new lyric video to that on the K-Scope website or on YouTube. kscopemusic.com/BF. And Stephen Wilson has said of that song, From 44 to 48, quote, "Even though I don't really write songs with specific projects in mind, as soon as I wrote this one, I knew it was for Blackfield. From 44 to 48 is a song about growing older and letting go of dreams," unquote. My thanks to Aviv for his time. Blackfield 5 is out on K-Scope right now. some news. No Sound have released two new music videos for the tracks Scintilla and Love Is Forever, taken from their fifth and incredibly emotionally complex album, also called Scintilla. Now, Love Is Forever is an intimate piano performance from the main man, Giancarlo Erra. Let's hear a little bit of that now. K-Scope website to watch those videos, kscopemusic.com/nosound. And the next K-Scope podcast, number 84, we'll be hearing from Richard Barbieri, an interview and tracks from his new album, Planets and Persona, which is out next week. Let's hear a little bit of Newfoundland. Richard Barbieri will be playing live in March in Birmingham, Exeter and London. For all the details, kscopemusic.com/RB. Next up then, from the album Songs from the Haunted South, Old Fire and their cover of Shearwater's track Helix. This has been captured in a new heartbreaking video set in an icy landscape of loss, directed by Juanma Carrillo. Check it out on the K-Scope website, kscopemusic.com/OF, or the K-Scope YouTube channel. This is Old Fire with Helix. Thank you. Old Fire from the album Songs from the Haunted South. That is their take on Shearwater's track Helix. kscopemusic.com/OF. And Songs from the Haunted South will be available as a vinyl LP in May. Some live dates for you. Anathema have confirmed an appearance at Download Festival the 9th to the 11th of June. Festival tickets are now available via ticketmaster.co.uk, and they've added a couple of Irish dates. The 23rd of September in Belfast at Limelight 2, then the day after, the 24th of September, Dublin at the Academy. Tickets from Ticketmaster's Irish site, ticketmaster.ie. Of course, they're recorded some of the new album in Donegal. Tesseract have been added to the Arctangent Festival in Bristol. That runs from the 17th to the 19th of August. Arctangent.co.uk for tickets for that. Right, Billy Reeves signing off. Thanks for your company. I'll be back with K-Scope Podcast 84, the Richard Barbieri special next time. But I'm going to leave you with this. The New Beginning by Lunatic Soul from the debut album. Reason being is that Mariusz Duda from Lunatic Soul and Riverside has started to tease details of the next Lunatic Soul album, which will be his fifth, coming out later this year. It's going to be called Fractured, and he describes the new album as dark, melancholic trance with more electronics and more powerful sounds and a symphonic orchestra. There's a little beginner's guide to Lunatic Soul on Team Rock's website at the moment. And of course, there's always kscopemusic.com/LS for more information on the act. So I'll finish with this. Lunatic Soul from the first album. This is called The New Beginning. See you soon. Ta-da.